Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And you know, the rock and roll season is here, and I don't mean music. It is thunderstorm season. So how can you calm your pet's fears of thunderstorms? Well, the American Humane Society has some terrific tips. Let's share them with you. You know, just imagine being a dog with no idea why it feels like the sky is falling. Some dogs, you know, each dog has a different reaction. Some show fear by pacing, whining, excessively panting or shaking, and some might try to find a safe space to hide, and others might injure themselves trying to escape a crate or room if they're contained. How they display fear should determine what you should do. Cats also, by the way, are not indifferent. Kittens especially get very nervous. And loud noises are especially frightening to our feline friends. But today we're going to talk about dogs. First of all, you need to keep calm. This is true because I'm totally not used to thunder. And so I'm sure that when I feel stress, the cat feels stress, and your dog definitely feels your emotions. So trying to help your dog while you're anxious or afraid will only make it worse. Before helping your pup, take a few breaths to calm yourself down. So mild reactions to thunderstorms include trembling, hiding, or snuggling up to you. Help your pet through their anxiety by limiting their exposure to the sights and sounds that are causing the fear. Close the curtains and blinds, flip on the lights, turn on Animal Planet on the TV, some kind of noise machine to drown out what's happening outside. Their safe space should be comfortable and big enough for your dog to stretch out, stand up, and basically just find peace. To make it accessible with water and food nearby, I like to move everything into the bathroom, and that's like the safest spot anyway in case there was a tornado, but also it's the place that's quietest. Your pet is looking to you for comfort. Try engaging them in something they enjoy, such as treats or a food stuffed toy, and maybe pet them, rub their little bellies, whatever you need to do. If your animal is having a severe reaction, please talk to your veterinarian. Actually, it's always good to talk to your vet first about your animal. And your vet may want to prescribe oral medications that can help the animal that's experiencing. If you know it's supposed to storm later in the day, exercise your dog to tire them out. A tired dog is a good dog. Strenuous exercise reduces anxiety, and while it won't make their fears go away, it can help your animals keep calm during intense weather. There's also, vests that you can give your dogs, wrap them in, that helps as well. The most important thing, though, is stay calm, and remember, your dog is your baby, so cuddle up. Take them out of harm's way, take them away from the windows, take their little areas away from the windows, put them in a quiet place. And so for Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. We'll see you again next Monday.